On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit, that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are celebrating the solemnity of Pentecost Sunday. As we know, this celebration is a memorial of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit amongst the apostles. Remember that Jesus promised his followers, us, that he will be with us until the end of time. And yet last week, we celebrated the Feast of the Ascension, where Jesus left this world to ascend to his Father in heaven. The sending of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, among other things, is the fulfillment of Jesus' promise to be with us until the end of time. The Holy Spirit is God, just as Jesus is God. Jesus the Son leaves the world, but in his place comes the Holy Spirit. Take note that in the Gospel, when Jesus exclaimed that anyone who thirsts should go to him and drink, and when he quoted Scripture, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me, John says there was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. It only started to happen during Pentecost. Now, things that happened in the life of Jesus in particular situations and on particular days are not coincidences. They happened for a reason, and it was on purpose that it happened on particular days, in particular situations, so as to give a catechetical connection on the teachings of Jesus, and also of Jesus as being Son of God. It gave the Jews a better understanding of what Jesus was preaching about. It gave the Jews the connection of Old Testament events and teachings to Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus offered himself as sacrifice on Passover during the Last Supper with his apostles. Jesus referred to himself as the Lamb of God. During the first Passover, the Jews slaughtered a lamb to be eaten during supper, and the blood should be sprinkled on the doors of the Jews so that they will be saved from the angel of death. Jesus, as sacrificial lamb, offers himself to be eaten, and his blood has saved us. Instead of the lamb, Jesus now becomes our Savior. Now, 50 days after Passover, the Jews celebrate the Feast of the Pentecost. In these feasts, the Jews were to offer grain, and it should be first fruits of new grain harvested from the land. In our Christian celebration of Pentecost, the descent, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit on the apostles, and also to us through baptism and confirmation, is our first fruits in our life renewal. Instead of us offering first fruits, it is God giving us first fruits, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit gives us a new way of living our life. In the second reading, St. Paul writes, "But we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies." In the first reading, God sowed confusion among the people by not making them understand one another. Is God against unity? Does God want confusion among his people? Definitely not. But that is what God will do to anyone who would go against him. No one will ever prevail against God. The people of the first reading wanted to do things their own way. They have forgotten God. They believed in their own strength, They thought they were invincible. This kind of mindset is what is happening to us today. We need renewal. But we can only be renewed if we go to Jesus. So if we want to be renewed in our way of life, if we want to be satisfied and sated from all the cravings of the world, let us pray to God the Father through Jesus, his Son. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.